front of you. Imagine, think, visualize, or feel a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. See yourself getting up and walking up to this pole and hold on to any ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any restlessness, any anxiety, any worries. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may have in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative experiences, negative memories, negative judgments, negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any weakness, fatigue, or even any sense of tiredness. Now, I ask you to place your right hand on your heart and tell yourself, I will be honest from today. I will be loving from today. I will care from today. I am worthy. I am healthy by body, mind, emotion, and in spirit. I will serve my community, my faith, my people, and my nation. I love me. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting, non-judgmental, and all-powerful. Breathe it in. Allow it to flow through you like a waterfall. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any low self-esteem, low self-worth, or anything else that you need to release. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. We all are born God, which means that we all are born with lots of love. Now, this is not just a statement, this is not philosophy. It's a practical experience for all those parents. When you fathered a child, or when you gave birth to your child, and when you held the child in your arms, what did you feel like? You felt unquantifiable joy, love, something that just made you forget everything else. Now, this is what the child did to you. That's what love actually is. And that's the same thing happened to your parents when they held you in their arms. There's no different from one child to another. They're all just the same, just bundles of love and joy. But as we grow, we learn quickly from our parents to be serious, to lose the fun and joy that we are born with, and to aim for something material which we don't understand. And after all this struggle that we've had, we again learn to become children, to experience that love and joy that we were born with. Most of us who are born with love and joy forget what it is, except a minuscule few who make it possible for them to remember what it is to be tender, to be childlike, to be simple and uncomplicated. As long as you practice being simple and uncomplicated, life is going to be a mess, filled with doubts, questions, suspicions, lack of trust, and all those emotions that prevent you from being happy right now. When you're able to devote love to yourself, you become responsible for the life that you live. Not only are you responsible for the life that you live, you take responsibility for all those people who are following you as an example. You take ownership to set examples without actually wanting anyone to follow, without knowing who is following you. But the truth is, someone out there takes you for an example and is silently absorbing everything that you say, everything that you do, and repeating it, believing you to be the hero. So today, with this realization, let us practice Swayam Bhakti and devotion to yourself. As we discussed in the morning, it is important for us to be honest to ourselves, and to be sincere in what we do, to care for ourselves and others, and to love ourselves, and to be on this inner journey to understand ourselves. That's the only way for us to be accepting of others' behavior. Without at first understanding ourselves, it is practically impossible for us to be accepting of others. So let us understand ourselves. And the easiest way to do that is to release all the emotions that we have invested in, all the memories that we hold on to that generate pain, anxiety, frustration and unhappiness. So let us do the small practice now to release all the emotions and retrieve them, take them back from where it has been invested, so that we can use the energy to devote to our divine cause. So close your eyes, sit with your back straight. I want you to just focus on your memories, on the thoughts that are occurring in the mind. Observe them, don't absorb them. Every thought that comes, if there's an emotion of anger, sadness, or fear, I want you to just bless the thought. When you bless the thought, you stop judging it, you stop living it. And you retrieve the emotion from it. Every single thought, the mind manipulates every thought, we will not be able to make out what emotion is invested in the thoughts. They might seem happy, pleasurable thoughts, but in the hind, they might be emotions of sorrow, or fear, or anger, or despair. Whatever thoughts come, make it a point to just raise your hand in blessing. Whether this is a thought of a person whom you love, whom you like or dislike, whatever the thought is, just raise your hand in blessing to release the thought from your memory and to retrieve the emotion invested in it. Thoughts of your daughter, just bless the thought. Thoughts of your brother or mother, just bless the thought. Even if you think of the dogs, bless the thoughts. When you bless the thought, you come out stronger, unscathed, without jumping into any judgments. When you don't judge people or situations, you save and conserve a lot of energy which the body can use to heal itself. Now, come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. It is important to do, when you are sitting in meditation, when you have to come back, some of you might feel difficult to come back. Some of you might feel intoxicated. It feels nice to be in that zone when there are absolutely no thoughts, when it is blank. For some others, when the thoughts are there, you just feel that's a relief that you have come out of your meditation. But the effort should be to go into thoughtlessness so that there is absolutely no distraction. There is nothing to do when your back is absolutely straight then there are absolutely no thoughts. They just cease to exist. There is no other thought. It is just so beautiful to be in that state for as long a time as possible. Swayam Bhakti. So like I said, we have to, first of all, care for ourselves. When I mean care for ourselves, we are looking at the thoughts. What are the quality of thoughts we think? Are we thinking disturbing thoughts, angry thoughts, thoughts of hate, thoughts of murder, of wars? What are we thinking? Or are we thinking thoughts of peace, of friendship, of community living, of a world where everything is in harmony, a world where work is no more pressure, a world where barter is the order of the day, where people survive as a community, flourish as a community, without having to desire for anything? What are the kinds of emotions we exhibit? Are these emotions of love, of compassion, or are they of fear, of attachment, of unhappiness, of grief, sorrow, pain? It is a choice for us to exhibit these emotions. It is our choice. Let us not be victims of society. Let us form the society. Let us influence the society to think differently. And for this we need each other's help. The whole purpose of the Agar meditation group is to influence society to live better, to love one another. Even if you can't love one another, don't hate one another. It is to develop emotions of love, to be in love with oneself, to be happy, to be in harmony. And that's where real health lies. Physical health is governed by mental and emotional health. And the total health is what contributes to health all around the world. And the only way we can practice that is by first focusing on ourselves. Are there any questions from the online group? Let us get back to a meditation once again. The energy is pretty high here. I'm not sure how many of you feel that intoxication a little. Let us now focus on healing. Healing oneself is the first step to a healthy society. And the one thing that we have to focus on healing is the mind and the emotions. Sit with your back straight, push your lower back forward, raise your shoulders and pull it back, push your upper back forward, upper back backwards, sorry. Maintain it straight back. Practicing healing is essentially to allow divinity to flow through us. While you're still connected to the higher consciousness, holding the ribbon, ask your higher consciousness to send loving and healing energies to your body. Breathe it in. Ask it to go to wherever the body experiences pain and discomfort and dis-ease. As you breathe out, ask the higher consciousness to allow this healing energies to go wherever it knows it has to go. Do not hold on to this healing energy. Allow it to flow to you and allow it to flow through you to wherever it has to go. Drop the resistance in the body and stop holding on to pain. Let it leave. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes when you're ready. Yes, Ranjini, please unmute.
Namaste, sir.
Namaste.
Yeah. Sir, while we were doing the meditation, you were asking us to bless the every thought and with every feeling what is coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to know, when you have negative feelings and you bless the thought, won't that get manifested?
No. Now, blessing doesn't mean, so we have a notion, this is something that our parents told us, that tathastu, that is whatever you're thinking that will manifest. Is that where your thought comes from?
Sir, you're breaking up, I can't hear you.
Okay, is the voice any clearer now? Any better?
Yes.
Okay, my question to you is, our parents told us tathastu, which means that everything that you think will manifest, is that where your question comes from?
Yes. So, won't the grief or won't the anger multiply is what I feel?
No, it won't. When you're blessing, you're becoming unconditional, which means that you're just allowing allowing that thought to just melt away.
Okay. Yes. In fact, sir, I wanted to share this. I'm a little unhappy with my support staff who comes home. So every day I would get some irritation like with her work. So this morning I decided, I don't know, I was meditating this morning, then I had this awareness. Today, from today onwards, whatever mistake or whatever thing she does which I do not like, instead of getting disturbed, I thought I will bless her and send some flowers. That this morning I was like, you know, I had this awareness when I was doing the meditation, and I started to do that today. Whatever meditation you made us do today, it's like, you know, adding value to the thought what I had.
Did you experience any difference with your support staff?
With her, I didn't, but I started doing it. I don't know. I just practiced.
So are you less irritated today?
Yes, I am.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So many of us, the irritations come not because our support staff don't work well. Our irritations come because of our judgment and because of our expectations.
Yes, sir.
Your support staff don't own your home. You do.
That's true.
Right? So they will not have the attachment towards your house the way you have it.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't it? So there's no point in expecting them to understand what you go through. They have their own challenges.
True.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jenny, you had raised your hand. Do you have any questions? Okay. Any questions from here?
Sir.
Yes.
Hello, sir. So I have a question, sir. Today, I don't know, the meditation made me a little emotional when missing my parents and my roots. What we had done, you know, I'll be honest and loving from today. In that, I have a question that, you know, when you like for my child, if I tell him something out of love and out of that care, and it is not taken, how do I, you know, make sure it is done? How do I navigate him to the right path?
So are you asking, like, you tell him a task and then he answers that he will do it but he won't? Is that where your question is coming from?
Yes.
All right. So I can tell you what we did to our children. So when our children would say yes, then we would tell them that, you know what, we now have the affirmation that your ears are working fine. Now we want you to do the task. So we would tell them that when you say you will do the task, it's not a verbal okay. It's actually getting up and doing the task. The mind is always tricking us, saying that it's more convenient to sit and say yes but not to do the task. So, but you must always tell your children that the mind is at play and you have to be careful. And the children understand that.
Awesome. I'll do that.
So, but it's a continuous effort, and the children will get there. Because our children are, the moment we tell them something, they do it.
But generally, sir, if we want to pray for our children, you know, for their well-being, do we send flowers or what is the way?
You just answered your question.
Okay, sir. Okay.
I don't know why you're asking this question, because you know you've been doing it.
Yes, I've been doing it. I have been doing it. I just thought if there's any other, you know, affirmation or anything that I can do apart from this.
One of the things that we have to stop doing is shopping. You don't need more practices. You just need to practice the same thing over and over again. You do not need more practices than what you already have. So just practice what you have on hand, and that's enough. That alone is enough. It will bear your results. As we progress in spirituality, we begin to wonder what other practice can I do to move further, to go ahead. There is no other practice to move ahead. It is just this practice that you have to do continually, time and again, time and again, time and again. And then that will take you farther and farther and farther. That's what you have to do. All right? So there is no other practice. So just do the same practice again and again. It'll go deeper. It's like swimming. If you want to swim deeper into the ocean, you just have to paddle. So you don't ask, okay, I have paddled this far, what else do I do? Paddle more. Continue to paddle and then you go deeper. All right? That's the practice. You just have to do the same practice over and over again. So don't search for new practices for you to do. And don't try to discover new methods. There, you will find new methods. There are countless methods. But you just hold on to one method and don't let the mind distract you by showing you 10 other methods. Don't do shopping.
Okay.
All right. So it's 3:50 here. We didn't know how 45 minutes just passed. So we will end this session today. We will share a document with all of you on Swayam Bhakti. These are commitments that we want people to take. We as in our country, as in this world, as in our community, as in our faith, we all need help from each other to bring in more love, more joy, more honesty, and more support to each other so that the world can become a better place. We will share a document on commitments that we want each one of us to follow. There are many of them, but you can start following at least one of these commitments. And once you have successfully accomplished it, we want to embrace one more or more than one commitment so that we can become stronger. So unless we develop this devotion to our own selves and our divine selves, we can neither support our community nor can we be of any genuine help to people, nor can we be of genuine help to our nation or to the world. So let us all come together. Let us strengthen this community that we have so that we can serve the larger community out there in a small way, but definitely in a significant way. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will connect again next Saturday at 5:30 p.m. the regular time, online, and after a month maybe another offline session. And we are looking forward to conducting something in Chennai. So let's hope to make it possible. Thank you so much and have a good weekend and a beautiful week ahead.